Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Evidence of Being a True Disciple. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Jesus says, Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. In Matthew 7, 21, Jesus said, It is those who do the will of the Father that will enter the kingdom. In Matthew 12, 49 and 50, Jesus indicated that those who are truly his spiritual family are those who do the will of the Father. In Luke 8, 21, Jesus said, quote, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. When a man said he would follow Christ, but first had business to attend to at home, Jesus said, quote, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9, 62. In John 8, 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. This applies to followers. In John 10, 27, Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In John 13, 35, Jesus said his disciples would be known by their love for one another. In John 15, 8, Jesus indicated that his disciples are manifest in the bearing of fruit. Abraham is said to be the father of all those who believe, who walk in the steps of faith, which our father Abraham had, Romans 4, 11 and 12. Those who are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God, Romans 8, 14. In contrast to the ways of the world, the believer did not so learn Christ. Quote, If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, Ephesians 4, 20 and 21. Paul told the Philippians that, quote, He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1, 6. John says, quote, Everyone who practices righteousness is born of him, 1 John 2:29. And again, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God, 2 John 9. In saving faith, a person becomes a disciple, but then needs to grow, as emphasized by Christ in Matthew 28:20. Maturity involves a process that may involve periods of carnality, in which case God is faithful to discipline his children in order to build holiness into their lives, Hebrews 12, 7 through 11. Disciples are born and then developed. There are true and false disciples. The wheat and the tares grow together, Matthew 13, 24 through 43. A distinction is to be made between outward, external, mere form discipleship, and genuine disciples of the heart. John 8, 31, Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. There are disciples in word only who claim to believe, but those who abide in Christ's word are truly disciples indeed. Be real. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.